This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today's episode can be a game changer for you if you decide that this episode is not about learning, is not about entertainment, but is about you. You and your thoughts, you and your feelings. Today's episode is really about why we continue these same patterns beyond the choice part of it, right? I mean, it's obvious that if we keep making the same choices, we're going to have the same patterns of behavior, but there's something going on before that, something that precedes the choice and is not just limited to your thoughts, right? We talk a lot about your thoughts here. And I want you to consider this episode a challenge or a workshop, a jumping off point for you to make some serious change. Before we get into it though, just one quick second to give you a heads up that we now have fewer than 20 tickets remaining. And I am recording this episode on Saturday when it doesn't air until Monday. So I would say we could be closer to the 15 tickets remaining or the 10 tickets remaining by the time you hear this. But Ascend only happens once a year. I only do one weekend workshop per year. This year, it is in downtown Portland, Oregon, right along the waterfront, and it is November 8th through the 10th. You do not want to miss it. I really want you to be there. And it's great timing, too, in that it's right before we go into not only a new year, but a new decade. A new decade. It's November 8th through the 10th, and by the time you get home with the holidays, we're going to be flying right into 2020, and I want you making that transition, feeling excited, feeling empowered, feeling like you've got some serious momentum, and we can do that together. That is one of many reasons I want you to be at Ascend. So the tickets are on sale right now, but there are not many left. You can learn more about Ascend and buy your ticket by going to the show notes page for today's episode. All you got to do is go to primalpotential.com/632. And that is where you can learn more about the details of the event, what you can expect, what's included, all that good stuff, and get your ticket. So do not wait. It is always so hard for me when we sell out or within the 12 weeks to transformation when registration closes and somebody says, I just heard this episode. Can I still get in? And the thing with Ascend is based on the room capacity, we have a hard limit. So once tickets are gone, no more tickets will be available. Go to the show notes page, primalpotential.com/632. There's more info about the event as well as the link to get your ticket. Do not wait. All right, let's dive into today's heart of the episode. And as we do, I want you to keep in mind not to just be casually listening as you're driving or as you're working out or you're walking or you're washing dishes. I want you thinking about this in terms of you. I want you to use this episode as a challenge, as a catalyst to do something different today. All right? I want to start by running through a little scenario. I think we can all relate to this. You wake up in the morning and one of your very first thoughts is, I don't want to get up. Oh my gosh, not enough time in bed. Which turns into, I don't want to go to work today. I just want to stay right here. I want to chill. I want to lounge around. And as you lay there for a few minutes thinking those thoughts, you feel tired and you feel unmotivated. But you get up, kind of dragging, still feeling tired, still feeling unmotivated, and that fuels more of those same thoughts. I just don't want to do this. Oh my gosh, there's so many things I need to get done and I'm not feeling it. You walk into the kitchen, still feeling blah, feeling that I don't want to do this today. You'd rather be in bed. You're thinking about how tired you are. Nothing sounds good. Sure, the fridge is full, the pantry's full, but nothing sounds good. You're just not feeling it. Like I said, I think most of us have felt this way. Many of us feel that way a lot of the time, and some of us even accept that this is just the way it is, the way life is, what it feels like to be an adult. It's fine. Whatever. It's just the way it is. Or maybe you can relate to that same sort of cycle, but later in the day. Maybe you get out of a tough meeting at work, and things aren't going well, and you think, well, that sucked. What a mess. I'm worried about what comes after that. How I'm going to handle that, what I'm going to do about it. And as you think those thoughts, you start to feel overwhelmed. Maybe you start to feel anxious. And as you start to feel those feelings, it fuels more of those thoughts. Thinking about everything you have to do. And that just makes you feel more overwhelmed or more anxious. It's very cyclical. Here's what is happening in both of those scenarios. When you have a thought, your brain releases chemical signals that make you feel the way you were thinking. Okay? Sometimes we think of thoughts as just isolated ideas, but they're not. They're not benign. They actually instruct the brain and the gut to release chemicals to reinforce those thoughts with feelings that match them. You have a thought, your brain releases chemicals that make you feel the way you were thinking, which then fuels more thoughts along the same lines, which then fuels more of those chemicals, those neurotransmitters that make you feel that way. And it's a compound effect. There's a reason that when I think to myself, okay, I'm okay. Everything is okay. There is enough time. I'm going to take things one task at a time. Everything's going to get done. There's a reason that when I think those thoughts, I start to feel differently. I start to feel more calm, more in control, more relaxed. Because thoughts inform the brain and the gut to release. In this situation, as I'm calming myself with my thoughts, chill, Elizabeth, it's fine. Those thoughts delivered that way inform my brain to release more of those calming neurotransmitters, like GABA, inform my gut to release more of those calming neurotransmitters, which is totally different from if I think, I'm fine, everything's fine, I'll take care of it. That's different. That sends a very different signal to the brain. And that is why one set of thoughts makes us feel more calm and more in control and more managed. And the other set of thoughts, I'm fine, it's fine, I've got it, makes us feel more worked up and more tense and increases our heart rate. When that happens, right, if I say, it's fine, I've got it, my gut and my brain are producing more adrenaline, more cortisol. And then physically, we feel more panicked. And then we think more panicked thoughts. Though initially, maybe I was just worried about the workday. Now I'm thinking about money and I'm thinking about health and I'm thinking about renovation, right? When you think thoughts about a problem, fear, worry, and your body matches that with the production of chemicals that make you feel more of that, that's how we get that compound effect where initially, again, you were just worried about work, but now you're worried about money, and then you're worried about your health, and then you're worried about whether or not that traffic camera on the way to work saw you rolling through that stop sign, if you're going to get a ticket in the mail, if your insurance premiums are going to go up, if your kids are driving safely today. The thoughts you think influence your body to release chemicals that make your feelings match your thoughts. So then when you feel more tense or more worried or more stressed, you think more thoughts of tension and worry and stress, and your body produces more chemicals to match those thoughts to compound the feeling. You get it, right? I'm sure you've heard the cliche that neurons that fire together wire together. And this very much happens with regards to our thoughts and our feelings. For example, if you routinely have worried thoughts related to money, and then you get that stressed response of adrenaline when you think about money, which then fuels more anxious, worried, panic thoughts about that, you are going to wire those things together, right? You are going to have those thoughts and those feelings become more automated. Doesn't mean we can't break those associations, but it happens much more automatically. And for most of us, those patterns are already wired together. And that is exactly why we stay in these patterns, because we have the same thoughts, which create the same feelings, which produce more of the same thoughts, and we're making choices from this state, whatever that state is for you. This also happens in the positive. When we meditate, when we journal, when we go to gratitude, when we get ourselves fired up or we feel enthusiastic or excited, we wire certain thoughts with certain feelings and they become more automatic. Where I want you to think about this as a challenge is, where are these associations negative and need to be changed, and you need to step in and say, I will think differently so that I can feel differently, so that I can choose differently. The other thing about this that's so powerful is that these familiar feelings and patterns are all programmed by and informed by your past. Because when you think about your problems and you have these feelings, worry, stress, overwhelm, anxiety, doubt, they're informed by past experiences. That's all we have to go off of, unless we're really intentional about creating thoughts and feelings around where we want to be. But the default is to let our past inform our thoughts and inform our feelings, and that is why we stay in these cycles, right? That familiar feeling that you feel when you think about money, that familiar feeling that you feel when you think about your body or when you think about food or when you think about weight loss or you think about your career, that is programmed by your past. Stress, overwhelm, lack of motivation, programmed by your past experiences. And you can think greater than how you feel. Here's what I mean by that. You can feel doubtful. You can feel worried and think greater than how you feel. One of my affirmations is an example of this. Fear is a liar because I create my results. That is me thinking greater than how I feel. That is me intentionally breaking these patterns, breaking these wired together associations related to money, related to time, related to overwhelm. I create my results. This fear is a liar because I create my results. If you do not do that, then you stay in the past. You stay in the problem. You stay in the pattern. Just this morning, I had an opportunity to practice this. And we will all have these opportunities every day in so many ways. We just have to identify them and then act on them. So here's what happened this morning. Though I am newly pregnant, right, relatively, in just the past couple months, there's already been a pattern established. I woke up kind of nervously, tentatively. How do I feel? Am I good? Am I not good? Oh, geez, I feel nauseous. I wish I could just lay here, right? These are the things going through my head. I don't have it in me to get up and work. And then I start worrying, am I going to be able to eat healthy today? Or is it going to be a saltine cracker day? My body, my gut, and my brain respond by producing stress chemicals and adrenaline. And that not only fuels the worry, but it makes me feel worse physically. And because those thoughts inform my body to create chemicals that match the thoughts that I'm thinking, the rise of those feelings then just creates more thoughts along those lines. It's a compound effect. It fuels the worry. Oh my gosh, am I going to be able to get all my work done today? Am I going to feel well enough to eat today? Is everything okay? More of the same thoughts on an amplified kind of level because of the way that our thoughts trigger our body to release chemicals that match the thoughts, that fuel the feelings, that produce more thoughts. And in a matter of seconds, it started with, how do I feel today? And in a matter of seconds, I'm thinking about work and I'm worried about the baby and I'm worried about my health and I'm worried about the renovation, all informed by past experiences. To change how you feel, you must change how you think. Otherwise, you remain the same. Thinking the same way, feeling the same feelings, making the same choices, all informed on the past. You're like preventing yourself from creating something new because everything that is happening is informed by your past. To change, you must change. I choose to be different. So that's what I said to myself this morning. I choose a different pattern today. It's not effortless, but feeling awful isn't easy, right? So I would rather be intentional, even when it feels awkward, about thinking differently so that I can feel differently, so that my life moves in a different direction. So I said, good morning, baby. Thank you for the nausea. Thank you for letting me know that you're good in there. And you are so welcome to pick a different signal. But I'm going to appreciate this one for today. And let me just tell you, we're going to eat today. Avocado is coming today. Veggies are in the forecast. And we're both going to love it. And then from there, I'm like, okay, I'm so grateful to work from home, that I can put my feet up, that I can wear my PJs all day long, that I'm PJs right now. It's Fabletics leggings and a Fabletics sports bra. Same, same around here. But I'm so grateful to have contractors here on a Saturday, to have the beyond epic support that defies logic of my boyfriend. There's enough time. It's fine. Nothing is urgent. It's all good. Let's start differently. Let's go for a walk. And then let's do some push-ups. Let me get out of my head and into my body. And then choose a slower start. I'm going to read for a bit before I dive into work. Every day I get to choose how I think, and you do too. But most people just live in the same patterns, being the same versus being different, recreating the past day after day because of the same thoughts, which produce the same feelings, which creates the same energy and the same information, the same choices, the same patterns, the same results. So what can you do today to think differently? Practice this in every area. How can you think about your body differently, so that you feel differently about it? Instead of, oh my gosh, I'm so gross. Ugh, nothing in my closet is going to feel good today. Why did I eat this last night? Those thoughts that create feelings that produce more of those thoughts that influence your choices. Hey, you know what? This body can do a lot of things. There is more that is right with it than wrong with it. And today I will take impeccable care of it. How will you think differently about your body today? How will you think differently about food today? Instead of, am I going to be able to do this today? Am I going to be able to make good choices? oh my gosh, I have to go out for dinner tonight. Like, is that just going to be a nightmare? Can I do well? Am I going to let myself down? Am I going to be able to resist temptation? Instead of that, one good choice at a time. That's it. I have one more good choice in me. Different thoughts create different feelings. Different feelings change your life. They create different choices. And you no longer continue to show up as the same past version of you every single day. How will you think about your body differently today? How will you think about food differently today? How will you think about your choices differently today, or your relationship, or your job, your finances, all of it? What will you do differently today? All of those thoughts and feelings that we naturally go to because they're hardwired together, because we've thought them so many times, they're based on the past. For as long as we continue to choose them, our future will look just like our past. But you have the ability to think differently, to think greater, to think bigger. And I want you to choose it today. I want you to think about it in every aspect of your life. And I want you to be relentless in your pursuit of thinking differently. Today's episode is brought to you by Fabletics, which is very appropriate as I sit here in my Fabletics leggings and my Fabletics sports bra. You guys, I'm a huge fan of this. We were talking about it last weekend when I was together with the Masters Club. One of the ladies in the Masters Club was like, I have so many different pairs of leggings from them and so many different sports bras from them. And they're the only ones that I love and I wear. And I'm really picky about leggings and sports bras because the worst thing is having your leggings fall down or have them not move well with you or have your bra be uncomfortable or not supportive. And one of the things I really love about the Fabletics sports bras is that they're named based on whether they're low impact, medium impact, or high impact. So I never buy the low impact ones because you're more likely to fall out of them or to bounce around in them. But I love that they make it really clear what is medium impact. I might wear that around the house or doing yard work. The high impact ones are what I get for going to the gym, going for a jog, that sort of thing. I love them because they are very functional, very supportive, crazy affordable, and also really adorable. I'm looking at one right now that if it wasn't low impact, so if some of you guys are just cool for wearing them around the house or maybe you do lower impact movement, there's one that's called the Win Low Impact One Shoulder Sports Bra. It has two shoulder straps, but one of them is just like really, really cute. And the other one is kind of a more traditional, so it's kind of different. You know how like bathing suits can have different straps? It's very much like that, and it is so adorable, so you'll have to check that one out. They have sports bras with zips up the front as well as traditional ones that you just pull over your head. I'm obsessed. Here's the thing about Fabletics too. Not only is it comfortable, affordable, adorable, if you go through my affiliate link, which is fabletics.com/primalpotential, you get two pairs of leggings for $24. That's absurd. And they're not like junky leggings that you might get from a big box store that are going to fall apart. I have not had any of my leggings tear or fray or fade out in the rear between the legs, nothing. So definitely go to fabletics.com/primalpotential to use that code for getting that deal. And honestly, even if you're not a leggings person, they have tops, they have sports bras, they have other bottoms that aren't leggings, and it's just a fantastic deal on a gift for somebody else in your life who maybe does. So fabletics.com/primalpotential, or you can just go right over to the show notes, primalpotential.com/632, because you're going to be headed that way to check out Ascend information. You can check out Fabletics while you're there as well. But the big takeaway is choose to think differently today. I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.